Hi, I'm Richard Clark.
And I'm Bethany Perkins.
We can't stop talking about the Enneagram.
So we decided to start a podcast where we get it all out of our system.
We're not experts.
We're just obsessed.
It's No Chill Enneagram.
A safe space for Enneagram fanatics.
And a really dumb idea for a podcast. Hey everybody, and welcome to the very first episode of No Chill Enneagram. I am Richard Clark, your first host, the Enneagram number 4 host, and I'm here with our Enneagram number 2 host, Bethany Perkins. Hey Bethany.
Hi.
So you're a 2.
I am a 2.
Who are you and how did we get here? Okay. I feel like we just met, Bethany. What happened?
Yeah, it's true. Okay, well, who am I? I'm Bethany. We've addressed that part already.
Check.
I don't know how much I... What do they want to know about me?
Well, we can't ask them, so we're going to have to make some assumptions.
Right, okay. Well, I live in Portland, Oregon. I work...
I guess I gotta ask you a question.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I just realized now that's what you were reaching for. Where you live?
I live in Bethany, Portland, Oregon. You live in Portland, huh? Yeah.
So that's really far away. It's like the whole other side of the country from me, which is Chicago. You're how old?
25.
And I'm 10 years older than that. Maybe 11 years older. I've lost count.
How old are you?
I think 36.
Yeah.
I think maybe 35.
Strangely enough, I have like several friends who are a decade older than me.
Let's talk about, so we basically like met on Twitter and we started talking about this possibility and then almost as a joke and then it became very real.
It was real.
Yeah. One segment we do every week on our show is called How Bad Has It Gotten? Mm-hmm. That's where we talk about how bad our Enneagram obsession has gotten. And this is based on sort of the fundamental concept of this show, which is that our obsession with the Enneagram is so out of control that we need a podcast to get it out of our system. And we assume other people have that problem too. And so we invite them to come on the show and get it out of their system as well. We're really providing a service to the people listening and the people on the show. To kind of relieve the pressure valve that holds in all the Enneagram thoughts. We're going to rank the Enneagram numbers from best to worst. This is with guests, with special guests. We're going to try and make some Enneagram slang happen. We're going to talk about dating and the Enneagram.
Singleness.
We're going to talk about all kinds of stuff. We're going to give you Enneagram tips for specific numbers of stuff you should do for self-care.
We're going to solve people's life problems with the Enneagram.
We're going to type so many people and things.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be fun. It's not going to be authoritative.
No.
But we really love the Enneagram. It's just something we're excited
about.
So
much.
Really quick before we move on, tell me why you love the Enneagram so much.
Oh my gosh. Okay. This is going to get like real sappy for a minute.
I like sappy.
Okay, good. The learning about the Enneagram, like it changed my life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm in my early mid 20s right now. It's been a turbulent couple of years since graduating college and moving back here and just getting into the real world, as they say. The Enneagram came at like kind of the perfect time for me. I was already just learning a lot about myself and working through a lot of stuff, and it just helped me to address a lot of like coping mechanisms and things that I was really wanting to avoid about myself. And honestly, because I am a 2, I like love to help people with it and like help people find their numbers and help them learn things about themselves. Like I love it.
Awesome. So one of the things, like, you kind of touched on there is that the Enneagram is a cult. It is a thing.
Did I?
I think you kind of articulated what makes it feel that way, which is it's so fun to talk about with people who know what you're talking about.
Who know it, yeah.
And the reason is, and this sort of plays into, like, my story with the Enneagram, which is, you know, it's become this thing that we talk about with, like, this group of people that come over to eat dinner with us on Sunday nights.
Mm-hmm.
And it is our way. It is our way of talking about, like, our lives and struggles with our own lives. And more importantly, I think our struggles with each other. Like, we've had some very deep and even uncomfortable conversations, like some really challenging conversations.
Yeah.
And it's not like a cop out. It's like a way of putting a name and handles on things that people need to hear, or that we need to identify about ourselves. And it sort of opens the door to self-awareness. It cracks that door a little bit so that someone else can step in and go, let's have this conversation, which I think is really valuable. I should say my origin story in terms of how I found out about the Enneagram.
Oh, yeah.
So, like most people, it was the road back to you. I had actually gotten a copy of the book sent to me from the publisher, and I was just like, this is interesting. I'll just check it out at the beach over the holidays or over my vacation days. And I became, like, really interested with it and started trying to, like, type my wife and my mom.
Yeah. And, did you know your type immediately?
No. So here's the thing. I hosted a podcast at the time called The Calling.
Uh-huh.
And on The Calling, I got the opportunity to have the authors of that book onto the show. Yes. So
I didn't know that.
Yep. So I interviewed them, and you can go back and you guys can go back and listen to this if you want.
I will.
It's still up. So I interviewed them, and before the interview, they did, like, a little round table session with a lot of writers at Christianity Today, where I work, and a lot of editors, I mean. And basically it was like, we talked a little bit about what the Enneagram is and what it isn't and how to figure out what you are. And the thing I sort of brought up to them was, like, I think I'm a 7 because I find myself, like, when it comes to media, I like go from one thing to another. I don't have a lot of, like, investment in one thing. I just, like, get bored of something and move to another thing. And that was kind of my superficial, I think I'm a 7 thing.
That's so interesting.
But I was like, I think I could be a 4 too. So I'm just struggling. And then we did the podcast, and if you've ever listened to The Calling, it's like, yeah, that's a 4 hosting that show.
Mm.
Like, it just is. Like, every, that show is just like, what would happen if a 4 got to do what he wanted on a podcast? And so in the course of talking to them and interviewing them, they're literally, like, actively like telling me I'm a 4. Like,
they don't do that though.
Well, that's the thing. And they said throughout the podcast, we don't do this. And they even tried to be, like, subtle about it. They were, like, holding up 4 fingers, like, really excitedly as I was saying things.
Wow.
And it was, like, a weird experience. But by the end of it, I was like, oh yeah. Because Ian, like, told a story about how he told a sad story to a bunch of people about his dog dying, and it freaked everyone out.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, that is super something I would do.
Oh my gosh. How did I not know this? Like, you learned it from, like, the king and queen themselves.
Yeah, I feel really privileged in that respect.
I got to be
like confirmed in my type by them. Though,
wow.
Yeah, I don't know. Sometimes I wonder if, like, obviously the process should be a little more involved than that, but I have spouse confirmation, so
yeah,
that's a big deal.
Oh, man.
Let's talk about, why would an Enneagram 2 and an Enneagram 4 want to make a podcast?
I think it's because, like, Suzanne Stabile is goals for me. So I'm just following in her shoe steps. Probably going to write a book soon.
Awesome.
After this. No, I'm not.
It's called The Path Over to us.
Yep. Perfect.
One of the things we realized as we were preparing for this podcast is that we are Suzanne Stabile and Ian Crone.
Yes.
So yep. You're the two.
Yep. You're the four.
I'm the four.
Yeah.
I don't know if I don't know if the similarities go beyond that. Probably not at all. But that's pretty deep.
It is.
Of a similarity. And
yeah. It's pretty cool that we just are them.
It probably means we'll do this for a while and then just start our own podcast by ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
totally.
It's fun when one podcast becomes two at the end. So you can look forward to that.
Yeah.
We're excited about this podcast. We've already recorded a couple episodes with some people.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all pretty dang good
awesome.
Conversations.
Yeah.
So we hope you'll listen. We hope you'll, this is not a normal episode, by the way.
Mm-mm.
So definitely check out, you know, one or two others
and, yes,
at least before you give up on it. And
yeah.
We want to hear from you. All that information is coming at you mm-hmm. at the end of this podcast. But I want to reaffirm that we really do want to hear from people. We'd love to read letters and stuff, though I don't know how they're going to give us that.
I don't either.
We don't really have a method for that.
No.
But that's
You can just write us a letter, take a picture of it, and DM it to us.
Perfect. Well, you could DM us a letter.
Yeah. Well, you could do that too. But
DM us, guys.
Yeah.
Send us Twitter DMs. We don't want
to
fool with a bunch of social media, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We're just on Twitter right now.
And we might go on Instagram because I really want the. I really want. My brain won't get off the image of the the ranked Enneagram numbers.
The authoritative ranked Enneagram numbers.
That would just be brilliant.
Just make an Instagram account for that one picture.
So our promise to you is that this podcast is going to be sincere and silly and dumb and fun. It's not going to be pretentious. We are not trying to prove anything.
No.
And it's not going to be all that serious either.
But
we are going to talk about our lives openly with other people who are doing the same. And we're also going to just like make stupid lists and type
mm-hmm.
dumb things. And it's going to be fun.
Laugh a lot.
So Bethany, hey, I'll see you in the next episode.
Yes, you will.
Okay. This has been No Chill Enneagram. It is hosted and produced by Richard Clark and Bethany Perkins. Edited by Richard Clark. Theme music is Max Flashback by Lee Rosevere. We want to hear from you. If you're an Enneagram number 9, 4, 2, or 7, feel free to leave a review on iTunes. If you are a 6, please only do this if you trust us. If you are an 8 or a 1, please do not leave us a review on iTunes. But you can feel free to reach out to us on Twitter, where we'd love to be challenged by you or hear from your overflowing inner critic. Our Twitter handle is @NoChillEnneapod. That's @NoChillEnneapod. Enneagram number 5. Please include us in your next exhaustive list of hilarious podcasts. And 3s. You can just give us credit after we inspire you to do whatever amazing thing you're going to do next. If you are a number 1 through 9 and you haven't already, subscribe to this podcast wherever podcasts are subscribable.